All right, and we are live. Novak News, Monday, 8 p.m.
Good evening.
Yes. So here after the weekend, lovely weekend, and Billy and me today kicking off mastering the art of buying a property. That's the best thing I think everyone wants to know. All right, tune in, guys, with Billy and Vedan.
Good evening.
Hello. How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, very good, actually. Nice, good day.
I feel like this is an appropriate topic. We meet hundreds of buyers each week. Quite often, we refer to our open homes as group numbers, but a group can be a family of four coming through. So we're literally meeting, you know, if you have 10 groups, it could be 50 people, you know, if you've got families of five coming through. So we're literally meeting hundreds of people each week. And I love to see sometimes at the open homes take a step back and examine what are the pros doing.
Exactly,
But what are the pro property buyers doing, and what some of the wacky things we see week in, week out, where if you're starting your buying journey, you could potentially get a couple of ideas from tonight's episode.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes it kind of throws ourselves off as well, like, oh my God, never thought of that. Like,
yeah.
You know, people have been doing their shopping, and normally people, I think, bring their, you know, parents in there as well, and they have a lot of experience buying and selling. They know every area.
Yeah.
So I think they have like a few different ideas to look, you know, what to look for when buying a property that are practical in the future if you are in the property.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of buyers have the same feeling week in, week out, particularly when you've got 10 open homes on a day. You're almost doing double what the real estate agent is doing in some cases, that you go through all of these different properties.
Yeah.
You ask your standard questions, but at the end of the day, it almost seems a bit like a blur.
Definitely.
Because you've been through so many properties, you've only had 10, 15, 20 minutes to take it all in, and then you're rushing on to the next, that it's hard to sometimes remember which was your favorite.
Definitely.
And, you know, I think if people had a bit of a checklist to go through with, it might make their life a bit easier.
Definitely. That's always easy, like step-by-step process, tick, tick, tick. And we kind of experienced, like most everyone, we kind of the callbacks, and we said, this property, and in the buyer's mind, because as Billy said, they have looked at 10 properties in one day. They kind of picked the living room from one property, balcony from different, and they kind of put it together.
Yeah.
So they're kind of, you know, jumble around. But if you have like a checklist and a step-by-step process, it will go a long way.
Yeah. So before we get to what the pros are doing, can you give me an example of one of the wacky ones? Because we've seen some interesting stuff over our open homes, guys. There are some really interesting things, that questions that get asked, and you know, people just roll in and start doing their own thing.
Therefore, I think the most common one would be everyone like knocking every wall, like checking if it's double brick, veneer, or you know, gyprock or anything. So, which is a good thing as well to check, and you know, checking if the tap is working and all that. So, they're the basic ones.
Tapping the wall is a big one, we certainly do see that, I remember we were talking off air, we had a lady come in and see whether the pet responded well. So she was carrying around her cat, carrying around her dog to see if the pet responded well to the vibe in the property. I suppose it's got to be done, you know, as a happy family, you've got to have, you know, happy kids, happy pets, happy pets, life.
Pretty much, that's the way to go, I guess.
On to what the pros are doing. What are you seeing out there? What are people come through that it's a little bit different to everyone else?
And the first one would be, I think I have probably seen two or three only do it, and it's very good. I think we talked about it earlier, taking the sun thing.
Checking where the sun goes.
Exactly. So because it's different in summer and winter.
Yep.
And so there's this particular app. So if you're at the property and you put in your month, day, time, it'll actually show where the sun is at that particular day and time. So it's very good because you might have a north-facing aspect or east-facing aspect. And you might be looking at property in summer, and the sun is right up to you. Like, oh, great. Sun is right here. It'll be great in winter. But when the winter comes in, it might be a bit, you know, different position. So I think that app really helps. Not sure what the name of the app is on the top of my head, but
just Sun Tracker.
There you go. You got it.
It is borderline genius. Yeah. I mean, buyers obviously, rely on the floor plan provided to find out, you know, where their aspect is. And sometimes they go one step further and open up their compass on their phone, which is not a bad idea. But the sun does travel at different heights depending on summer or winter. And you can get an app that will show you where the sun will be. I think that's so clever.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I was amazed when the buyer did that. I was like, oh my God, what's that?
That's one that's one example of a pro tip if sunlight's important to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Another one for me is someone who looks at the strata plan or looks at the floor plan and can find hidden features.
Definitely.
One example that I've seen is hidden parking opportunities. So just as an example, some people have found in the strata plan that their car space or the garage of the property that they're buying sits in a position where they might be able to sneak a second car in in front or behind that car space. If for a garage is an example, they can park in front of their lockup garage and not interrupt anyone else for access.
I think that's a big bonus in Northern Beaches. One extra car spot. It's heaven.
And so if you get to the open home and you look around and you can see some of the neighbors are doing it, and strata seems pretty relaxed about it. Although you might be, you know, on paper only having one car space, if you can do it a little bit sneaky, I've seen people make good you know, use of that. At the end of the day, you've got one car space, but on paper, but if you can sneak a second car space in, even if it's just parking overnight and it's not causing anyone any dramas, you know, try it until you get asked to stop.
Exactly. It's always better to say sorry later than ask for permission.
It's easier to say sorry than get a second car space.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's a pro tip. Next one.
Next one. What else we do? Like all the pro people.
What do you think? Have you got one? Or?
I think one of the good ones, like I think I've seen in one of the rental ones, so what they were checking, they got their phone and they started calling their you know, friends or anything, or they put up a YouTube video and walk around the property to check the reception. Because every area is different. Like even sometimes we're in the car, we're passing through a suburb, and you know, right when you hit that suburb, the line just starts to break out. So checking the reception while you're in the property is, I think, one of the very clever thing to do, because you're going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're trying to talk with your family or one of you browse internet, which is, I think, the second food for people these days, so you definitely want to make sure the property you're buying has good reception from your provider.
And I guess if you're working from home, it's going to be a really big you know, impact on your day-to-day. As an agent, we necessarily might not know if you're, how strong the NBN connection is there or what sort of service you get to the apartment. So I'm sure you can jump online, you can Google what sort of service is there to the building. And, you know, if in doubt, as you said, jump online, do a speed test from your phone. Really, really clever way to get to the bottom of it straight away. So that's a good one.
That's a very good
one. Another one that I find is people conscious about their price being protected.
That's amazing. That's a good one,
It's probably the biggest thing the pros think about when they go through and select which property they're going to start making offers on. So you've been through 10 properties in the the day, and you come back and you've got your favorites. I think the next thing to think about is which is going to be price protected. And what I mean by that is which property is going to potentially have the benefit of enjoying the same view or the same privacy or the same quietness that you've fallen in love with from the beginning. So there's some properties where naturally there's space for a new building to go in next door, or there's potential for that view to change, or potential for that privacy to be you know, impacted on this. But in other cases, there's properties where that development's already been done. And just as an example, I'm selling a property in Delmar Parade DY at the moment, which is a beautiful two bedroom, and it's really got no neighbor in short view. And so
balcony there,
that's
pretty
rare.
Exactly. So like, some, you know, pick and choose, like when you're buying a property, this is something that's very easy to miss. What's going to happen in the next 5 years in that particular area? Because when you're buying, you're just looking at the property that you're buying, and you forget to look what's around it.
Yeah.
So you might have an amazing ocean views, but there might be just a one-story house the next door. And at some point, gets knocked down, a massive high-rise apartment comes in, and you're looking to a next building. So that's not something that you want, and you definitely want to research into that.
Yeah.
Thinking, what's that next building? What's that next land is zoned for? like, can there be a big apartment built?
For sure.
So, yeah.
And one way to check that is to jump onto Northern Beaches Council,
yeah,
if you're local, and you can actually do an application,
yeah,
search. And you can do a property search.
Yeah.
So if there's a building that you want some more info,
mm-hmm,
on, you search the address, and a lot of this stuff's public record on Northern Beaches Council website. But that application search is big. So if you ever want to check what's going on locally, whether it's a house or an apartment,
mm-hmm,
you've got at the moment, or something you're looking at buying, I always like to know kind of what's going on in my back garden.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, even while renting, like, you want to kind of research the neighborhood. Like, you know, if you're buying a property, it's coming at different times.
Yes.
What's like in the morning? What's like on the weekend? Like, you know, have a chat with the neighbors. Like, how are they actually there? Because you get, once you get into a property, I think minimum you're going to be there 3 to 5 years,
yeah,
that you invested in it. So, you know, after 4 months, you'll be like, oh my God, why did I move into it? That's something you don't want to have a feeling after buying your first property. Or,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Any others?
What else? Like, also, FSR is something that's very new to me personally,
yeah,
and one of the buyer asked me, I was like, what's that? So it's mostly in the commercial, or even if you want to have development potential for your residential property.
Okay.
So what FSR basically means, if you have a land of 1,000 square meters and you want to build a house into it, how much of a land can you use? Could be you can use whole 1,000 square meters, or you could only use 500 square meters. So like, if you are buying a property that's only using 200 square meters of that 1,000 square meters, and you can ideally build up to 800, you can build a granny flat at the back,
yeah,
and have a second income.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's good if you, yeah, what you want to put a granny flat,
yeah,
in, you know, want to try and do some kind of separate accommodation, whether it be for family,
mm-hmm,
that's really smart.
Yeah.
So FSR, and that stands for?
Floor surface ratio, I believe.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I think you can certainly look that up online. And if you've got questions, give the team a call.
Yeah, sorry, it's floor space ratio. Sorry, my bad.
Floor space ratio.
Floor space ratio.
FSR.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think one more that the type of apartment I always see,
mm-hmm,
do really well is almost like the 1%. The one that's
1%.
A little bit different to everyone else.
Yeah.
And I think typically people love top,
mm-hmm,
floor,
yeah,
and love ground floor,
mm-hmm,
for different reasons. But I do love a top floor apartment with windows on three sides.
Nah.
It's great for livability, great for airflow, great for natural light.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love a ground floor where you've got, you know, ability to take advantage of some garden space.
Courtyard and all that.
Courtyard, yeah. Whether it's exclusive use or,
mm-hmm,
on title, you get to enjoy that,
yeah,
green space, and it feels a little bit like a house.
Definitely. And with the top floor ones, it's kind of private too.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all these houses being built there, like, you know, you don't want to look into a different apartment, or you might be doing something and someone might be looking into you. So having that top floor does give you that privacy. And of course, like Billy mentioned, lots of lights coming in, which is like the best aspect. Like, who doesn't like love light,
yeah,
coming to the property?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, getting into that 1% of that floor plan, you know, trying to, so the more you look, the more you know, basically. So you kind of have to practically be in that place. It's hard to do in that 10 minutes of open home, but you kind of have to see, you know, if this is where I live, this is where the bedroom's going to be, where everything's going to be. You kind of have to visualize it, you know, in your mind.
Do it, but yeah, imagine it a little bit.
Yeah.
If I can give one more tip,
yeah,
it would be searching on realestate.com. I see some of the pros actually search from the oldest listings on the market to,
yeah,
the newest listings. So quite naturally, people,
mm-hmm,
always jump on and go, I want to see what's just,
yeah,
listed,
yeah,
because I might not have seen that before,
yeah,
I might have missed it. But some buyers actually go the other way around. They search from the oldest listings to the newest,
yeah,
see what's been sitting on the market a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is they might find the owners a little bit more negotiable on,
yeah,
price.
Yeah, they might be open to pretty much anything, yeah.
They might be able to,
yeah,
you know, be a bit creative with their terms, particularly if it's a first home purchase or it's an investment,
mm-hmm,
and their terms are going to be a little bit more irregular. They might be a little bit more open to those.
Yeah.
So that's another technique,
yeah,
on realestate.com and on domain, your search platforms. You can actually search,
mm-hmm,
from high price to low
price, yeah,
vice versa.
Yeah.
And then you can search from the newest days on market,
mm-hmm,
to the oldest days and vice versa. So some of the pros get pretty,
yeah,
pretty good about playing around,
yeah,
with those
yeah,
filters.
Definitely, those are hardcore people. That's a very good tip, actually. If you're after investment and want to get that sweet deal off the market, I think from oldest to newest, you know, that's been sitting on the market, you know, this is how much I can offer. So by that time, I think the owners are, you know, open to pretty much most things.
Yeah.
A bit flexible is what I might say.
Yeah.
And yeah, that would be a very good money maker.
Mm. And maybe one more.
Yeah, go for it. Now. I think people will love as much as we go. Yeah.
Is how to find a hidden price on realestate.com for sale and for buying. People don't realize, but if you go on realestate.com or domain's website for the web version, so not on the app, but on web, you can actually play around with the URL.
Yeah.
So the numbers you see at the top in the search bar, you can actually move those numbers around outside of what shows in the drop-down filters.
Mm-hmm.
So normally when you're searching for your property, it moves in 100,000 increments or $250,000 increments. If the price isn't being shown, you can actually work out the hidden price by playing around with that URL at the top of your search bar. So that's what...
Very creative. You've been out there, Billy.
That's what the pros are doing, guys.
So, yeah, if you, with this all this shortage in the market, I think you have to do something that no one else is doing if you want to get ahead and, you know, get that dream home secured, I guess, with this current state.
Yeah. And certainly if you need help buying, we're here to help. We can be the pro for you. But that's what we're seeing through some of our open homes, the weird, the wonderful, and the and the clever in between.
Definitely.
Hopefully that's given you a few ideas. But certainly if you need any help from A to Z, we're here and we'd love to be part of your search.
Definitely, yeah. It was great having you, Billy. It was fun chat. And I think these are some tips that I think at least if you could use even one or two of them, I think you might get ahead of most of the people. And yeah, like Billy said, we're here pretty much all the time. If you need help, even with financing, brokerage, or pretty much anything, like from A to Z, we're here.
Good advice.
Yeah, definitely.
Have a good evening, guys.
All right, take care. Good night.
Bye.